Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is once again leading a bill that would crack down on wealthy investors who buy up single-family homes and invest tens of billions of dollars to rehab and build millions of new homes. The Affordable Housing and Home Ownership Protection Act would provide up to $50 billion over 10 years to help build and preserve approximately 3 million affordable housing units nationwide. The bill would be fully paid for by taxing investors who purchase and hold more than 15 single-family homes. As housing costs skyrocket and wealthy investors buy up single-family homes, people are priced out of home ownership. Increased rent also means less to save or spend on food, clothing, and other everyday necessities. Driven by a shortage of as many as 6.8 million homes nationwide, home prices have surged 51% and rents 36% over the last 6 years, according to the National Association of Realtors and Zillow. These increased housing costs are pricing many working families out of home ownership, and more households are rent burdened. Through the first 9 months of 2025, private investors purchased approximately 30% of single-family homes sold nationwide. Most families buying a home cannot compete with the investors, which combine cash offers, waived contingencies, and other concessions households are unable to match. The Affordable Housing and Home Ownership Protection Act could raise $51 billion by taxing investors who purchase single-family homes. Revenues would be split 65-35 between the Housing Trust Fund and Capital Magnet Fund. The resources could build or rehabilitate over 285,000 housing units for Americans and help finance nearly 2.7 million units of housing. University of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman has named Dr. Eric Wilcotts an interim chancellor of UW-Madison effective May 17th. Wilcotts, currently Dean of College of Letters and Science, will succeed Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin when she departs to become president of Columbia University. Wilcotts was named LNS Dean in May 2020 and served in the interim role for several months before his permanent appointment. Prior to assuming the role of dean, he served as deputy dean of the college and associate dean for research, as well as associate dean for natural sciences. He has been part of the UW-Madison campus since 1995, when he started as a lecturer in the Department of Astronomy before joining the faculty a year later. Dean Wilcotts has won 2 university teaching awards and is co-chair of the Wisconsin Science Festival Steering Committee. In 2023, he also served as interim provost for UW-Madison. Reedsburg Area Medical Center Birth Center team has expanded childbirth expertise through a spinning babies workshop. Several members of the Birth Center team recently attended a spinning babies workshop to strengthen the team's commitment to evidence-based maternity care. Spinning babies is an approach to childbirth that focuses on baby positioning and the anatomy of the mother's womb and pelvis. The method uses specific stretches, positioning, and movement techniques to help babies find the most optimal position for birth, supporting smoother labor progress and a more comfortable birthing experience. By participating in this workshop, RAMC Birth Center staff gain hands-on experience with low-intervention techniques designed to support labor and adapt care to each patient's unique needs. Erin James, Assistant Director of the Birth Center, said, quote, "We learned several low-intervention techniques that can have a significant impact on the birthing experience," end quote. To learn more about the Spinning Babies approach, visit spinningbabies.com. Vernon County has received a grant of nearly $448,000 to continue its domestic violence initiative focused on addressing intimate partner violence. The grant was awarded by the UW School of Medicine and Public Health through the Wisconsin Partnership Program and will support the initiative through 2028. The Domestic Violence Initiative was launched in 2023 with funding from the U.S. Department of Justice. The program was created to improve how Vernon County responds to domestic violence, support survivors, and provide treatment and accountability for offenders. In April 2025, federal funding for the program was unexpectedly canceled. To make sure services did not stop, the Vernon County Board of Supervisors stepped in and funded the initiative through the end of 2025. That local funding allowed the program to continue helping residents while the project team searched for new funding. The initiative is led by Vernon County in partnership with Stonehouse Counseling, Family and Children's Center, Hanson Assessment and Educational Services, and the Vernon County Sheriff's Office. Together, they have built new services and improved how agencies work together to respond to domestic violence. Over the past 3 years, the program has created the Help and Abuse Response Team, known as HART. HART trains local volunteers to support survivors and assist law enforcement at the scene of domestic violence incidents. The initiative also formed a countywide coordinated community response team that meets monthly to review cases and improve local policies and procedures. In addition, sexual assault nurse examiners have been trained in the county, and local clinicians have been trained to assess domestic violence cases and lead group programs for people charged with domestic violence offenses. Funding from the Wisconsin Partnership Program will allow Vernon County to continue these services and expand the program. The Vernon County Public Health Department and UW-Madison Division of Extension will also join the effort. For more information about Vernon County's initiative to address domestic violence, contact Amy Oliver, Vernon County Community Development Director, at amy.oliver@vernoncountywi.gov or call 608-637-5379. What's next for Eddie Bauer? The outdoor apparel retailer has officially filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Eddie Bauer, LLC, is a division of Catalyst Brands, formed just last year when JCPenney merged with its parent company and several others. Manufacturing, wholesale, and online sales will continue. There are 8 Eddie Bauer locations in Wisconsin: Wauwatosa, Pleasant Prairie, Appleton, Baraboo, Eau Claire, Johnson Creek, Madison, and Oshkosh. USA Today reports stores will remain open for the immediate future, but if the company cannot find a buyer for its U.S. and Canada stores, all of approximately 180 locations will close. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting nominations through March 27th for 3 seats on the Wisconsin Potato Industry Board. Potato growers in Districts 1, 2, and 3 are eligible to nominate board members or be nominated. District 3 covers the entire WRCO listing area. Potato growers should receive a nomination form in the mail. Eligible growers can also request nomination forms by emailing DATCAP's Market Orders Program staff at datcpmarketorders@wisconsin.gov. Each nomination form must include signatures of at least 5 eligible potato growers other than the nominee from the district in which the nominee is running for office. A declaration of eligibility located on the nomination form must also be completed. Completed forms must be postmarked on or before March 27th and mailed to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection Market Orders Program, P.O. Box 8911, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708-8911. Richland County ADRC is looking forward to starting a dementia-friendly program in Richland County. It has become a part of the Global Giving Voice Network, a collection of community choirs around the world specifically designed for singers living with dementia and their care partners. This chorus model has a proven impact in addressing the loneliness, loss of empowerment and value, and depression that so often exist in not only people living with an Alzheimer's or other dementia diagnosis, but also people caring for a loved one living with dementia. Singing together spreads joy and belonging for all that participate. Richland County ADRC is recruiting singers and volunteers for its fall session. For more information on the Giving Voice Network, go to givingvoicechorus.org. For more information on the local choir, contact Pam Kulberg at pkulberg, that's K-U-L-B-E-R-G, at junocountywi.gov. Today's winner of $50 in the Richland Center High School Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Kim Lucky of Richland Center on ticket number 911.